Welcome to Inspiring South Africans from Heather DeWitt in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa. The show featuring formidable South Africans and others in and outside of South Africa that are doing it with purpose and focused on the healing of the people and the planet. And my guest on the show today, I've followed, respected and honored for many years, and she wears so many different hats, it's truly amazing how she fits it all in. And she's a fine example of what any South African can do and be. And so here I say hello and welcome to the formidable Natalie Becker in Cape Town, South Africa. Hello, Natalie.
Hello, Heather. What a wonderful, warm, loving introduction. And what an honor for me to be on your show. It's wonderful to be here. We've known one another for many years and incredible the work that you're doing. So I'm truly blessed and honored to be here, Heather.
And I salute you back. Natalie, we're back. Your journey has spanned so many different genres. What a girl. And I'm so proud of you. From radio and TV presenter and producer to TV and film actress, director, speaker, writer, voice artist, MC, and model. So I'm going to have to break it down. And let's start with radio. And I met you, as you know, some years ago when you were still a presenter in Cape Town on Hot 104 FM. And I understand you're still doing it. So let's tell us about your love for radio, Natalie.
Heather, I fell in love with radio when I was studying economics and industrial psych at UCT. I started at UCT Radio. I then embarked on a career in corporate, which was not for me. And I started with Heart FM. It was P4 Radio at the time. It was a Norwegian station that had come here. And I started with them and fell in love with broadcasting. How I started with them was I had basically given up my career in corporate because I could not get out of bed to go to work anymore in the mornings. I was disconnected from who I was, and I didn't know what I wanted. And then I read an amazing book called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, which has a line called, "You have a choice." Doesn't matter where you come from, what happened to you, what's going on in your life right now, what do you choose? And I learned the power of conscious choice, of focusing on what you want, on what you love, and drawing that to you through your thoughts, words, actions, and affirmations. And I started learning to create my life. And I knew at that point, I didn't know exactly which form it would take, but I knew I wanted to be a powerful person and presence and voice in the world that made a meaningful difference, that had perfect creative self-expression, that worked my own hours, lots of leisure time, financially successful, and someone who made a difference in this world and left it a better place than when she got here.
Wow.
And then I kept affirming that, and it took the form of radio. So P4 was many years ago.
Now here we are, Natalie, and we're going to go to the actress, Natalie Becker. Can you share some of the roles and movies you featured in? And I know there's some really big international names in your co-stars. Can you go there with us?
Thank you, Heather. I love acting. It's such a pure creative pursuit for me, and I find a lot of pleasure in it. I've been blessed to work with stars like John Malkovich, Meg Ryan, and William Macy very early on in my career on projects like Disgrace, based on the J.M. Coetzee novel. They were awesome to work with, John Malkovich and William Macy especially, just phenomenal. Meg Ryan is a real professional as well. Then recently, I've been on Isidingo in South Africa. I've done movies with Universal Pictures, a couple with them. I recently did Tremors, and then I did Death Race as well. And my first movie with Universal Pictures was The Scorpion King 2, which I loved doing, and also action roles. Recently, I did my first HBO series called Strike Back Vengeance, and that was a whole lot of fun. And I'm currently preparing to audition for a wonderful South African story based on a novel by a best-selling novelist. So I'll tell you more about that in another interview.
Oh, wow. That sounds so exciting. And so, wow, just look at
Thank
what you've
you.
Done. You're absolutely amazing. So let's go to the wonderful show that we had some years ago on television called Free Spirit. I absolutely loved you in that, and it was such a pity that it ended. Tell us about your journey there, Natalie.
Thank you, Heather. I loved Free Spirit. Free Spirit and I found one another. I'd been on a journey of conscious living and learning about creating one's life for a while. I was interviewed by Free Spirit as one of their guests, and then when they were looking for a new presenter, they found me. I was profoundly blessed to be exposed to and interview a number of thought leaders in the world of conscious living, such as Dr. John Kabat-Zinn, Dr. John DeMartini, Buddhist monks, breatharians, wonderful people all practicing their belief systems in different ways. And the show resonated with me because it spoke to creating awareness, creating tolerance, and saying that we have more in common than we have different differences. It ended, I think, at a time that it needed to end. All the members went and onto other projects. There's a strong call for it to come back, and that is something that I would love to do. I'd love to see its return in one form or another, because I think that it's important as a guide for people to create tolerance and awareness, to bring something beautiful into their life, and to feed the soul, because that's essentially what the series did, I felt, and the feedback I got from people around that.
Absolutely. And, you know, you were so good at it, and you just, it fitted you like a glove. It was just, it
thank
was your
you.
Show. And
Heather,
you know, I never missed any of them, and that's where I connected you with you as well, which was fabulous.
Hi, Heather.
Natalie, let's go to top billing now. That's a show that's still ongoing, and tell us about your great journey there.
Top Billing was a lot of fun. I had some wonderful journeys with them. My first assignment with Top Billing was to interview Charlize Theron in Mauritius. And I also traveled along the Mediterranean coast in a huge cruise liner. I interviewed some wonderful people, and they're a very dynamic show. It was wonderful working. It's wonderful working with them. When I moved to New York in 2011, I was a correspondent for them in New York as well, where I interviewed and did some of their press junkets. I interviewed Sarah Jessica Parker and Olivia Munn, Greg Kinnear, a couple of people, and that was a whole lot of fun. So it's a great show, and I see it growing from strength to strength, and it's a wonderful opportunity for anyone in media or in presenting to be part of that show. And it certainly was a great experience for me.
Yeah, and that one also fit you like a glove. You were just a natural on that show, and you were so blessed to have traveled and met all these incredible people along the way.
Absolutely blessed, Heather, absolutely blessed.
Now let's go to all the awards that you've won. Tell us about some of them. Well done.
Thank you, Heather. The first award was a South African Film and Television Award, and we were, as Free Spirit, the TV show, up against Top Billing, funnily enough. And we won in the category of Best Magazine Series. I mean, nobody could have been more blown away than us. So my entire team went up. Lee Otten, Sharon Farr, Bibi Evans, Felix, who was the sound person, and one other person. We all went up to accept the award, and it was such a glorious, wonderful affirmation, really, for the work that Free Spirit does. And it was when you work on a show like Free Spirit, you really don't need any external affirmation or awards. The work is a gift.
There was another award that you wanted to tell me about, Natalie. Go ahead.
Yes, I also won an award for Best Supporting Actress for the movie The World Unseen, which was based on Shamim Sarif's best-selling novel. It was a wonderful character. It was an English-South African co-production, and the production itself probably took away about 11 SAFTAs that year, South African Film and TV Awards. Wonderful cast and crew to work with, great director and producer, and also a blessing to be part of that movie, which sends such a conscious message as well. So that was for The World Unseen, and it was also a SAFTA for Best Supporting Actress.
Well done, salute, girl. Another one. Thank you. Oh, gosh. Tick. Now I'm going to go down another road. You were voted South Africa's sexiest woman some years ago by a local magazine. What did that mean to you? I absolutely loved that. And you deserved it.
Heather, you know, those polls by those magazines, you get put in, if you're in media, whether you want to or not. You get cast into that barrel and people vote, even if you don't enter it. So I never entered it. I did have a few features, and You know, for me, as a woman, as a person in this world, one should explore one's creativity, one's intellect, one's sensuality, your spirituality, and develop and explore the inner and outer landscapes. That was part of my journey, and I don't judge it. There are a lot of opinions around it, and, you know, sexy is just a label, to be perfectly honest. And, you know, I don't necessarily subscribe to those labels or any kind of label.
We have to apologize for the in and out having challenges in South Africa with the internet. So, Natalie, I'm going to go now to your wonderful show that enabled you to travel through Africa called It's Africa Time, which is a CNBC Africa television show focused around the United Nations Development Program and the UN Millennium Development Goals. Can you tell us more?
Absolutely. It was a gift to be able to do that show. I had just returned from New York, Heather, and you know, I had wanted to work with the UN for a while. I think the work they do is incredible. A lot of my work is grounded in humanities and the arts, and so it was a wonderful opportunity to travel into Africa. What is happening in Africa at the moment is that it is coming alive. We are truly one of the wealthiest countries or continents. We are truly one of the wealthiest continents in the world. When I say wealth, I mean resources, and resources being people, people with great energy, with a willingness to engage, a willingness to learn, a willingness to be productive. We travel into places like Dar es Salaam and Zambia and even Umtata here in Southern Africa, and we were met with such joy and enthusiasm and great energy of people in Africa who are pulling out the stops to make their lives better for with very little recently.
Now, let's go to your social development and life skills project, and you're an ambassador for the organization MOT, which means
Mut.
Courage in, is it MERT? Oh, there
Mut,
is.
MOT. Like MOT, MOT. For courage.
Courage,
yeah.
In Norwegian. And you were invited to attend Andrea Kersner's Lalela Project fundraiser in New York, and you actually completed the New York Marathon in 2011, raising funds
yes.
for Ilana Mayer's JAG. And you've just returned recently from running a 10K marathon in Norway. Tell us more about those two.
Thank you, Heather. My first marathon was the New York Marathon. I thought it was a good idea at the time. I was in New York. Andrea Kersner engaged me to come to New York to attend her Lalela Project fundraiser. And then I was there, and I was having auditions, seeing whether I could work in New York. And Ilana Mayer had asked me, I bumped into her before I left for New York, and she told me that she sponsored, not sponsored, but gave 10 people entry into the New York Marathon if they raised a certain amount of money for JAG Foundation, her foundation, which uses sports and education to uplift children in the townships, and if I could get myself there. I happened to be there, and as the time grew far closer to the marathon, I became more and more terrified, but eventually decided to do it, and it was a wonderful experience. It was painful, 42 kilometers, but how rewarding. And then Oslo, I ran the 10-kilometer race in the Oslo Marathon just now in September, and it was phenomenal. What a beautiful, beautiful city Oslo is. You run along a beautiful coastline, and the 10 kilometers is different from 42 kilometers, but that I ran for...
Now, Natalie, you and I share love for dancing, and you love especially salsa dancing. Let's go there. What does salsa do for you?
Salsa for me is sensual. It is vibrant. It's alive. I've always loved dance, and I've been a modern jazz dancer. I've danced my entire life. Salsa for me is a wonderful way to engage with life and with people in a very vibrant, sensual, beautiful way, but in a very safe environment. You know, I think in South Africa especially, it's very difficult for women to be their sensual selves just in a normal environment. We're always on the defensive, somehow not wanting to send out any sort of signals, whether that involves our personal safety or the dating world. So salsa gives you the opportunity to really engage on a very vibrant, primal, sensual, beautiful level with other people in this vibrant community. I recently I performed at the first Mzanzi International Salsa Festival in 2013, my first time on stage dancing salsa. It was terrifying but liberating. I had the most wonderful teacher in Aaron Kumsty, who worked with me for 6 weeks leading up to that. And salsa is something I have a passion for. It's a passion I share with many people in my life, including my partner. And it's just one of those things that's a very joyous form of expression.
Absolutely.
And I hope to be doing it for a long time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well done. You know, Natalie, in all you do, my belief is that it takes an extraordinary human being to keep it all together and remain real and grounded, which I really believe you do. So how do you achieve this?
Thank you, Heather. I do a lot. I'm interested in life. I'm passionate about many things. So I do juggle a lot of balls. Although I have a belief that all my work comes to fruition in divine order. I also believe that all the platforms I have and all the work I do are a gift to me, and that I should do what I can to utilize them and to give a voice to those causes and voices that need to be given a voice to. You know, I also believe, as I said, that all my work comes to fruition in divine order, and then I'm a channel for creative energy, as we all are. As human beings, we're all channels for, you know, we don't have a life, we are life. Life moves forward as we do. And so I just believe that life is an extraordinary gift, and that keeps me, I guess, gives me a sense of humility and groundedness, and because I live with gratitude. I always try to live with gratitude and love and presence and wake up in the morning and no matter how I'm feeling or what's happening, just say thank you for this breath, thank you for this life, thank you for this day, because anything is possible.
You know, I'm right with you in all of that. And I think it's so important to have little rituals every day.
Yes.
When you wake up during the day. To, you know, during the day, often take breaks and ground yourself, because it's so easy, and especially with all the things you're doing, to get swept into the norm. Tell us about your ritual in meditation and as you're a pranic healer, which I know.
Thank you, Heather. I practice pranic healing probably for about 9 years now, and it's a wonderful discipline that also includes Twin Hearts meditation. That keeps me grounded, it keeps me clear, it keeps me flowing. I also work with a wonderful trainer called Bruce Benjamin, who does a mixture of weights, mixed martial arts, a bit of boxing, which keeps me intrigued and fit, intrigued in the artistry of it, the craft of it. I think if you're engaged with something where there's a craft and you're continually having to perfect yourself, you're working really hard without noticing how hard you're working. I also meditate at the Art of Living Foundation. I do the Kriya, the breathing with them, which is truly wonderful. And so I'd say the combination of exercise, meditation, breathing leads to a mindfulness and a presence in life and an ability to be present in the moment, in the now, which is very important so that we don't just get swept away by life, which is very easy to do given that there are so many things happening and we're so busy. You know, so it really is a blessing to be engaged with exercises such as those. I also do a regular acting workshop, which is very much about honesty, emotional honesty, and presence, which is also incredibly clarifying for me. So I'm blessed, truly blessed.
You know, that you're doing all of that is truly amazing. You know, I have to commend you on that, and I also have all my little things that I do that that keep me grounded and guided and all that, and it's just a beautiful place. Now I'll ask you something which you probably are already aware of, but what's next for Natalie Becker? Reach for the stars, you've done all that. How high is the sky for you? I'm so excited for you. I'm so proud of you. I'm saying it again. Tell me.
Thank you so much. And once again, thank you for honoring me with this platform. I know that you are a conscious, beautiful light in this world, sharing your love and your gifts with the world and spreading the love and light. And thank you for acknowledging me and honoring me in this way and for allowing me to be here.
Well, thank you.
it's truly an honor and a blessing. Heather, a young person came up to me once and told me that they were extremely inspired by me and the work I had done with them or during a TV show. And they said, "We love you because you put your footprint on the sky, not on the earth."
Oh.
And he said, what he meant by that is that there is no limit. And I believe that we are limitless, that we continuously expand. We don't stop. It is this great gift of life that gives us the ability to do so. And for me, it is to continually evolve and grow and learn and share, to creatively express myself, to contribute meaningfully, to be a powerful person, presence, and voice in this world that makes a meaningful contribution and that creates beauty and that spreads the love. Whichever platforms I find to do that are a blessing and a gift to me, and it's to expand into the world and into the universe, and sharing along the way. What I'm currently doing is I am producing a 13-part television series on popular culture, and also I'd like to be producing more content for radio, television, and internet, which I am doing, and then, you know, syndicating and selling that across the board globally to radio, television.
Ask you, we were going to talk about your arts and humanity foundation. Can we go there for a bit?
Sure, Heather. In terms of projects I'd like to develop in the near future, I see myself as a bridge builder as well. My second name is Bridget. And I'd like to, I've had an idea for an arts and humanities foundation or exchange for a while. And I have a wonderfully loving collaborative partner who lives in Europe who is also passionate about meaningful contribution and exchange in the arts and humanities. So we're building this bridge, building this dream, building this exchange, building this legacy between Africa and Europe at the moment, in order to facilitate artistic and creative exchange, in order to share ideas and share wisdom and share and share techniques to help both territories grow and engage and really create wonderful things in the world in the arts and humanities. So that is one of the dreams and one of the bridges I'm currently building. So
yeah, you know, that is so exciting, and I really, you know, I want you to keep me in the loop about that, because I'd love to, you know, follow what you're doing there, because I think it's so important, and we're living in a global village, you know, and we can really change, we can change the world in our own small ways via the internet. You know, it's so powerful today, and you know, I'm thrilled that has happened, which is what you were hoping for, and I wish you wonderful things with that, and I know it's going to be a beautiful thing. So I'm going to end it there, Natalie. Thank you so much for being who you are. You're such a real human being, and for showing the world that you can do all of this and be a big star and yet you know, remain conscious and focused, and that's who you are, an incredible human being who has much to show the world about how life can be lived. And I thank you, and a big hug from Heart Bay. Thank you.
Heather, thank you, and bless you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Heather.
My pleasure.